We get it rolling by getting on board the G&M Family Market phone line and welcoming back to the show this afternoon our friend John O'Hurley. John, good afternoon.
Rich, how are you? How good to talk to you.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you. It's good to have you here in your old stomping grounds in the Northeast. You were back in Providence last night, huh?
I was doing a concert last night at the Twin River Casino. And do a little filming today, and then had a wonderful conversation that was over with Larry Lucchino, the head of the Red Sox today. So it's been a good day for me.
Well, so were you telling him everything's going to be okay after the way things went in their opener yesterday?
Yes, he needed to be held.
Well, and you're just the guy to do it.
That's what I went up there for. No, listen, he felt the same way that I did. I think they're firing on all cylinders this year. I saw the best team I've seen in a long time last night on the field. And regardless of that one inning, which the spokes fell off, it's still a great team this year with a lot of promise. I love what I'm seeing, and that's the reaction that the management had to as well.
Well, it's just great for us to have baseball back after this long New England winter we've gone through.
Yeah, we didn't think that baseball weather would ever come return, did it?
No, but finally here, and we're ready to get it rolling. Well, also being Easter weekend and all, we're very excited to have a chance to tune in this Sunday night for the second broadcast of the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina, 6 o'clock Eastern Time on the USA Network. And, well, you've got the band back together again, David Fry, Mary Carrillo,
yep.
Tara and Johnny. It looks great.
Well, I'll tell you, we've had such success with the NBC show on Thanksgiving Day, the National Dog Show. We got, 30 million people watching the show. But the idea was that let's put something up that's even more fun, that we can have even more control over and really have, and let's call it our own. And lo and behold, we have the Beverly Hills Dog Show. It's a dog show done differently.
Yeah, for anybody who didn't see it last year, what makes it unique, this particular dog show?
Well, it's first of all, it's a lot more, it doesn't have that kind of staid feel of a normal dog show. It's a lot more fun, and a lot more celebrities are there. We have actually David Fry, my co-host, and I have redesigned the Best in Show ring, and it looks like Victoria's Secret runway. So it's a lot of fun. We have a good time with it, and we have 1,300 of the best dogs in the country. They're going to be there.
Now, one of the people here in the station asked the question, and I have to do it. I have to be a responsible journalist. Have any of these dogs in Beverly Hills had work done?
Very good question. We have a no cosmetology. There will be no cosmetic surgery, but a very, very good question. Yeah, those cheek implants are a telltale.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And especially the puffy lips as well.
Well, we've talked about the chemistry that you and David have and the whole crew, and it's a wonderful broadcast of Thanksgiving and for Easter Sunday as well. You pretty much own the holidays. Is this part of your master plan, John?
It really is. And then I'm going to Rosh Hashanah, and then we're going to finally end up with Arbor Day. We're going to have everything under our menu.
I look forward to the Arbor Day special. I know that's going to be fantastic. Your movie is still hearing great things about it and rave reviews from folks who loved your role in Swing Away. That was a big success for you.
Yeah, it really was. For a small independent film, it was the little film that could. And it's done so well in independent markets, and we've really been very proud of it. It's just nice to be part of something that develops its own little, its own kind of, it develops its own audience. And, we're not a big studio film. It's just a fun little film. I'm actually heading back to Greece to do another film.
That's fantastic. This is, I don't know, is this your manager doing this or is this you? Because it's brilliant.
It's very funny. It has nothing to do with anybody, really. It's just I've stumbled upon these, apparently the Greeks can't do a film unless they have the Irish kid in it.
We're talking with John O'Hurley here on Downtown. Well, you've also had, once again this year, tremendous success in our annual contest, Purely for Fun. There is no wagering for people to vote for their favorite guest, Downtown Madness. You have surged through the entertainment bracket, beating Curtis Armstrong, Carl Reiner. You were not kind to your elders. You defeated him thoroughly. And then dispatched with Bryan Cranston. And
oh, no, really? Oh, dear.
Yeah,
oh,
and
dear.
I have to play a little clip for you. Bryan was on a few months back, and, here's what he had to say when we told him that you had beaten him last year to be our Downtown Madness champion. You took the crown away from John O'Hurley, who had won the previous year.
Oh, boy. That's fantastic. Anytime I could defeat that man, I shall take it.
Well, revenge is yours. You have knocked him out of the running.
Yes, it is. It's it tastes so good, revenge.
Well, and now you're best up against
served,
a guy you've
best served cold.
Oh yes, and you're up against a guy you've worked with before, Stephen Tobolowsky.
Oh, one of my favorite people. I love Stephen. You know, Stephen and I have done. We had one of the, you know, right before I killed a series, right before I went on to Seinfeld, the night before I was on our last performance of A Whole New Ball Game. He and I were there together on that show on ABC back in 1994. And we had, I think, one of the funniest shows on television. Unfortunately, we didn't, the audience didn't think so. But we had, I think, one of the funniest casts and the funniest shows. Stephen and I were together, and I just love him. We've done a little bit of work together ever since. We did a film together called Christian Mingle about a year and a half ago. We were both played eccentric people, but we've had a lot of fun together. He's what a great and inspiring mind he is.
Absolutely. And we mentioned your show, your one-man show that you performed in Providence last night, A Man with Standards, that is a chance for you to explore the great American songbook, but also relate stories from your career.
It is. Yeah, it's been fun. I wrote a show a couple of years ago, and it's had quite a bit of success. We were nominated for best. I was nominated for best show in New York recently, and you know, it's touring around the country and doing very well. I have a lot of fun with it. And it really is the stories of my life underscored by the music of Sinatra and Henry Mancini and, you know, the other greats of that time. And that's the time that I grew up in. It's called A Man with Standards because it, does the period of the standards. And then I was lucky enough to grow up around men who had standards, gentlemen.
I was looking ahead at upcoming birthdays in the entertainment world, and a woman that appeared in Seinfeld with you, who's still going strong, the wonderful Estelle Harris, turning 91 years old next week.
Isn't that something? Oh my goodness, was she great? Absolutely, just a legend. I tell you, the two sets of parents on Seinfeld, you couldn't recreate a more identifiable and lovable group of character actors.
What's amazing to me, now that show, of course, is still in reruns everywhere, and it's been 20 years since Seinfeld went off the air, and yet it's every bit as timely as ever. It hasn't lost a thing.
It really hasn't. Still shows in 85 countries, and you watch the show, and it's as timeless as ever. The only thing that dates the show is Jerry's cordless, his little cordless phone.
That's right. That's the size of a brick. We remember those days.
But everybody, you know, it's funny that everything on Seinfeld is still it's still relevant today. It's always, you know, it was a show about 12 people on an elevator that could only fit 10, you know.
John O'Hurley, this Sunday night, the USA Network, the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. It would not be a holiday without you around. And John, it's always a treat for us to have a chance to catch up with you.
Oh, well, it's nice to be back. Nice to be back home for a few minutes in my home state.
And hope you get back. Are you going to get a chance to come back to Vermont this summer?
I'll be back in Vermont. I hope to make it over to see the Sea Dogs play there as well.
Fantastic. John, we'll try and catch up with you then. Thanks, as always. Happy Easter to you and your family.
And God bless you, Rich. Thanks again.
Thank you, John. John O'Hurley here on Downtown.